From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A blogger was brutally hacked to death by three men in Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh, Monday. Police apprehended two of the three suspects that they say are students at religious schools. A police official said the suspects had targeted Washakir Rahman for his anti-Islamic writings. There have been a string of attacks on independent writers who have supported free-thinking values in predominantly Muslim Bangladesh in recent years. Abhijit Roy, a prominent Bangladeshi-American blogger who wrote against religious fundamentalism, was hacked to death in Dhaka last month. The German wing's co-pilot accused of intentionally crashing his plane into the Alps may have had vision problems in addition to being treated by psychologists. Bild am Sonntag reported Sunday that investigators found evidence that the 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz feared losing his eyesight due to a detached retina. French officials say that the plane's flight recorders indicate that Lubitz locked the pilot out of the cockpit before the jet crashed on Tuesday, killing all 150 people on board. Philip Bramley's son was among them.
What happened on the morning of the 24th of March was the act of a person who, at the very least, was ill. If there was a motive or a reason, we do not want to hear it. It's not relevant. What is relevant is this should never happen again. My son and everyone on that plane should not be forgotten, ever. I don't want it to be forgotten, ever.
Nigerians are waiting today for election officials to count ballots and announce the results of 2 days of voting to decide the country's presidents. Glitches, coupled with late-arriving election staff and materials, meant massive delays for voters on the first day of polling Saturday. VOA News. France's ruling Socialist Party and its leader, François Hollande, did not do well in the local election Sunday. That's according to the head of the conservative UMP party led by former President Nicolas Sarkozy and the far-right National Front Party with its anti-immigration and anti-Islam platform. Voters went to the runoff polls to choose 4,108 people who will sit on 98 local councils. Prime Minister Manuel Valls acknowledged the setback for the socialists and said the far-right FN's gains were too high. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is meeting today in Switzerland with his counterparts from the P5+1 as the two sides try to beat their deadline for agreeing on an outline of a long-sought deal on Iran's nuclear program. A senior U.S. official says the talks are tough and getting even more difficult as the deadline approaches. VOA's Al Pessin reports.
The U.S. official said senior negotiators continue to put ideas on the table during their two or three daily meetings, but they've not found the right combination of terms on the remaining issues. The official spoke under the condition reporters not identify the person or publish direct quotes. The official indicated remaining issues include future Iranian research and development on nuclear enrichment and the pace and timing of relief from economic sanctions. The official said no one is giving up on finding a solution and predicted the talks will go right up to the deadline Tuesday night. Al Pessin, Luzon.
Heavy rains have caused floods in several areas of Kashmir. Authorities have issued alerts and have advised people to move to higher ground. Rescue workers evacuated hundreds of people in Srinagar, the main city of Kashmir, as the Jhelum River swelled to dangerously high levels. At least two homes in the region have been buried in mud. Hundreds of people died in floods in Kashmir last year, and thousands were left homeless. Authorities have canceled a tsunami warning that was issued after a major earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.7 struck today off Papua New Guinea. The quake hit at a depth of 65 kilometers. That's about 55 kilometers from the city of Kokopo on the island of New Britain, which is nearly 800 kilometers from the capital of Port Moresby. Although the quake sent people running into the streets in fear of building collapses, officials in Port Moresby said there have been no reports of damage or casualties. U.S. and South Korean forces held a landing drill today near the port city of Pohang as the part of the annual military exercises. Earlier this month, North Korea fired two short-range missiles off its east coast hours before the joint military exercises began. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.